I think on the biofuels side of things, what we're looking at is really cementing a few pending ethanol policies in the region, particularly Vietnam and Indonesia, as they look to implement E10 mandates. That also presents an opportunity for the U.S. corn farmer through U.S. ethanol exports. On the feed grain side, I'd say helping really get dairy and aquaculture more off of the ground in the region, providing a really solid base that is scalable for multiple countries, and that also provide an avenue for U.S. corn farmers and sorghum and barley farmers to participate in these markets through feed ingredients trade.